Dr. Pinsky dictating email IME on Charles Adu, A-I-D-O-O. Charles Adu is a 44-year-old male who reports his right foot was injured at work on 5/12/21. Appeared on that occasion, a can weighing over 5,000 pounds ran through his right foot. Appeared he was wearing sneakers at the time. Appeared this can was being pushed by a co-worker. Appeared he did go to Robert Wood Johnson Hospital emergency room the same day. Appeared he had further treatment, including surgery to place two pins in his two toes on the right foot. But he has completed his course of active treatment. Period. New paragraph, as per the records provided, Mr. AD was seen at Robert Wood Johnson emergency room on 5/12/21. Period. He was at work offloading containers from the airport. Appeared someone was not aware he was behind them and a 2,000-pound pallet ended up dropping onto the patient's right foot. Appeared he arrived with a bloody sock around his foot but no dressing. Appeared he underwent several x-rays to be inserted here. Appeared he was evaluated orthopedically by Dr. Duch, D-U-C-H, period. He performed surgery that same day to be inserted here, period. Mr. Adu appears to have been admitted to the hospital for a period of time. Appeared in the paragraph on 5/17/21, he was seen at Concentra in follow-up. Period. They reviewed the serial x-rays that were performed, the first of which showed non-displaced fracture of the base of the first proximal phalanx, as well as dislocation of the fourth PIP joint post-reduction, period. He was found to have a hematoma, and local anesthetic was applied, period. Afterwards, gentle traction and medial pressure was applied to reduce the PIP. Period, normal appearance was seen, and the area was stabilized with Coban. Period, of confirmed reduction with post-reduction x-rays after immobilization. Period. He was diagnosed with crushed injury of the right foot, comma, dislocation of the interphalangeal joint of the toe, comma, and infection of wound without complication. Period, he was initiated on antibiotics and tramadol. Period. He underwent at least two sets of x-rays on 5/17/21 to be inserted here. Period. New paragraph. Mr. Adu presented to the emergency room again on 5/25/21. After being seen by the workers' compensation visit, period, there was concern for right foot infection. Period, after a crushed injury, he suffered small wounds to the dorsum of his foot that had been worsening with reports of progressive swelling. Period, he had been on intravenous antibiotics and had a podiatry evaluation for possible debridement. Period. He was examined in this ER and underwent x-rays as well. Period. These showed fractures involving the first, second, and third toes with dislocations at the fourth and fifth toes. Period. Also went laboratory studies and was negative for leukocytosis. Period. There were no concerns for osteomyelitis on X-ray. Period. Dr. Sonam, S-O-N-A-M, Patel, P-A-T-E-L, opined there was no need for emergent intravenous antibiotics or debridement or admission at that time. Period. He was going to follow as an outpatient. Period. New paragraph, Mr. AD's progress was followed at Concentra by various providers, including Dr. Agrawal, A-G-R-A-W-A-L. Period. He saw Dr. Butler on 6/10/21 without much improvement. Period. He was opined 50% of anticipated healing had taken place. Period. His acetaminophen and tramadol were renewed. Period. He was referred to the emergency department for a non-work-related condition that may have effect on his overall health. Period. More specifically, he was found to have elevated blood pressure. Period. He was, in fact, seen at the ER on 6/10/21. And had a blood pressure of 187 over 104. Period. He was treated accordingly. Period. On 6/14/21, a wound care visit was performed. Period. There was an eschar on the dorsum of the right foot. Period. He had edema of the right foot secondary to the fractures. Period. His wound was debrided by Dr. Mukalian, M-U-K-A-L-I-A-N. And wound care instructions were again given. Period. Another wound care visit was performed by Dr. Mukalian on 6/28/21. Period. There was dry eschar over the old wound, which was totally closed. Period. He does have lymphedema of the right foot, but no drainage, erythema, or cellulitis. Period. He was wearing a regular shoe at that time. Period. He had additional x-rays done on 6/24/21 to be inserted here. Period. On 6/24/21, he was seen by Dr. Agrawal again. Period. The patient insisted on another attempt at closed reduction of the fourth interphalangeal joint, although this was not recommended. Since it did not stay reduced after the first attempt, and prognosis for full reduction was poor. Period. Dr. Agrawal referred him to orthopedics for further attention. Period. New paragraph on 7/1/21, he was seen orthopedically by Dr. Lipschultz. Period. He was wearing, scratch that, He opined the petitioner was going to require closed, probable, open reduction and internal fixation of the fourth and fifth toes. Period wound culture would be done at that time. Period he had to get his blood pressure under control. Period Dr. Lipschultz referred him to the emergency room for this, after which he would follow up with his family practice doctor. Period returned on 7/29/21. Scratch that. On 7/1/21, he was seen at the emergency room and was begun on Vasotec 5 milligrams for his blood pressure. Period. He was again advised to follow up with his primary care physician. Period. New paragraph, he saw Dr. Lipschultz again on 7/29/21 and reported he was seeing his family practice doctor. Period. His blood pressure in the past was significantly elevated. Period. Currently was 178/90 with a significant improvement since he had previous diastolic measurements of 105/110. Period. He was going to need medical clearance before proceeding with surgical intervention. Period. New paragraph on 9/15/21. Dr. Lipschultz performed surgery to be inserted here. Period. He continued to see Dr. Lipschultz post-operatively. Period. He was placed in a fracture boot on 9/23/21. Period. On 10/19/21, Dr. Lipschultz noted that his bacteria was found to be Pseudomonas, which was sensitive to ciprofloxacin, but he had some prurient drainage from the wound on the fifth toe dorsum on today's visit. A sterile specimen was taken from that area, and he was begun on ciprofloxacin. Period. In paragraph, Mr. Adu was seen by Dr. Klein, K-L-E-I-N, on 11/3/21, period. Blood pressure was 162/83 with a pulse of 113 and a temperature of 98.2 degrees Fahrenheit, period. Exam found no warmth or erythema over the surgical site. Period. It was well healed, although there was some mild tenderness. Period. Dr. Klein saw him again on 11/29/21. Status post 6 weeks of oral fluoroquinolone treatment. Parentheses 2 weeks ciprofloxacin and 4 weeks of Levaquin. But there was low suspicion for hardware involvement from his wound infection. Period. They were going to continue antibiotics over the next several weeks. Period. He was then released from care at maximum medical improvement. Period. He last saw Dr. Lipschultz on 5/12/22, by which time he was doing work conditioning at Concentra. Period. He had been cleared for full duty as of 3/21/22. Period. At the last visit of 5/12/22, he was discharged from care at maximum medical improvement. Period. Physical exam. General appearance. He showed pictures of his injured foot to the evaluator from his phone. Period. Extremities lower. inspection revealed keloid type scars on the dorsal aspect of the right third and fourth toes. Pair of these were stiff. Pair of toes 2 and 3 were fused proximally. Period. Manual muscle testing was 4+ for resisted right plantar flexion, but was otherwise 5/5. Period. Feet and ankles normal, lumbar sacral. He was able to walk fluidly on his heels, but could not walk on the toes of the right foot. Period. The rest of that section is normal. Impressions on 5/12/21. Charles Adu was struck on the right foot by an extremely heavy object. Period. He was seen at the emergency room, where x-rays were done. Period. Attempts at reduction of his dislocations was performed. Period. He then followed up frequently at Concentra over the next several weeks. Period. He presented to the emergency room on more than one occasion, primarily due to elevated blood pressure as opposed to inherent foot problems. Period. Dr. Mikalian did perform debridement. Period. He was treated with the various antibiotics. Period. Serial x-rays were also performed. Period. He was discharged from Dr. Lipschultz's care as of 5/12/22. Period. New paragraph, the current examination found her to be healed. Keloid-like scars on the dorsal aspect of the right third and fourth toes. Period. Those were stiff. Period. Toes 2 and 3 were actually fused proximally, so much stiffer. Period. Motion of the ankles, knees, and hips was otherwise full and all spheres without crepitus. Period. Provocative maneuvers of the feet were normal. Pretty ambulated with a physiologic gait, but could not stand on his right foot toes. Period. New paragraph, there is 7.5% permanent partial disability referable to the statutory right foot. Period. End.